We've got it,
waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we are live, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the Orlando Hotline Center that in its decades and decades of history has never sold out. How many? Hey, folks. You know what? When we come back from break in the next segment, because some stations don't carry this segment, I'll ask that question. But I'm curious. How many years has this been here? 50-plus years, it's never sold out, and it is a sellout crowd here tonight. We've got the doors open and people starting to file in. We're about 2 hours away from the kickoff of my speech in a documentary film. I'm going to premiere and a lot more here in Orlando, 810, and the great crew that's here. I really enjoy all the shows that are on the air here. I really like this affiliate, and I like the fact that the program director and station manager, Carl, actually is the type of guy that will actually call people up and talk to them. So he's an interesting fellow. I had to come out here and meet him, and about 6 months ago or so, I said, yeah, I'll come out there and speak to you guys, and because he asked. And now it's got me in trouble because we've got over 100 AM and FM affiliates now, and they're all saying, you will come to our town. You know, we're on in Tampa. We're on three or four other stations in Florida. They're all like, why are you not coming here? Well, I will not allow the TSA when I'm with my family to grab their genitals. That's un-American. In America, the new American flag will be someone's genitals being squeezed, I guess. No, I'm serious. Like an ostrich having its genitals squeezed. Excuse me, I'm not trying to be funny. It's disgusting. And so I'm driving in an RV, so I barely got enough time to then race back to Austin. So I spoke in Dallas, and speaking here is kind of a beta test, but I do intend to try these trips every 2 months or so and try to visit five or six affiliates on each swath through the country, but in the future I probably won't bring my children with me on every trip, because let me tell you, that turns into a three-ring circus. Your wife, your three children, and the two French bulldogs hurtling down the road. All right, in the next 2 hours I plan on getting some of the local talk show hosts, and also We Are Change, activist group from right here in Florida, who they're in Pinellas County. A million people in that county just got the fluoride taken out last year. I plan to try to get them to pop in, some of the folks that were coming through. Coming up in the second hour today. And I will be giving my speech, Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order. But after the break, I'm going to get into the news. Here it is, out of the Jerusalem Post, also Ynet News. It's also in Haaretz over in Israel, or Haaretz. People always correct me, potato, patata. Haaretz, Haaretz, whatever. But here it is, U.S. to announce aerial blockade of Syria. Now, we heard that 8-9 months ago. It wasn't a war. It was just drones and jet aircraft blowing up the country and putting al-Qaeda in charge. And I'm told that I love the Muslim extremists because I don't want to put al-Qaeda in charge. That's common sense would show insane. But we're going to be breaking that down today. It's a big deal. It's another war. And what happens is the corrupt interests that run our country send in proxy armies, basically Saudi Arabian terrorists and others, Wahhabists, and they then attack. They then attack these countries like Libya and Syria. And I'm not saying Gaddafi or Assad are good people. The point is those were stable regimes that were even working with the West in many cases. And then they put the extremists in and destroy the country and start ethnic and religious cleansing. And the Christians get thrown out. And that's what al-Qaeda has said in Syria. They said, we're going to kill the Christians. We're not going to just kick you out. If we get you, we're going to kill you. So, of course, Christians have been there since the time of Paul, who was on the road to Damascus, you know, getting knocked off his horse. That's 2,000 years ago, roughly. But no more. No more, because we have to put al-Qaeda in to kill the Christians because we're fighting the Muslim extremists. And again, I'm anti-America because I don't want the TSA going in my pants and I don't like al-Qaeda. But there you go. So we're going to be breaking that down. Huge news. Another giant war ahead of an attack on Iran as well. We'll be covering that after the break. Also, World Bank wants to control the high seas. And this is just Agenda 21 over the oceans. We're going to be breaking that down. And also all over the U.S., England, Canada, you name it, parents are being arrested if their children draw images of guns. The nanny state is the enslavement state. It's all coming up today, the 26th of February, this Sunday. Stay with us.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from FEMA Region 6 as my Sunday radio show liner introduces me. That's Texas under the 6th region of the FEMA command system of the New World Order and NORTHCOM that is over the United States. Now I come to you from deep in the heart of Florida, Orlando, where they've got the... big NASCAR race going on right now. And they've also got Obama here for the NBA All-Star Game. But I am here to give a speech after the radio show to a capacity crowd of over 1,000 people. They tell me that this Orlando High Life facility was built in the late 1950s, more than 50 years ago. And that it has never sold out, this very nice auditorium in here. But tonight is different. In fact, they're even selling overflow tickets to the broadcaster sports boxes up above us. So that shows that liberty and freedom are popular, and you can't suppress the signal of human destiny and human desire to not be slaves, just like even if they engage in election fraud and block Ron Paul. It doesn't matter. He really is still winning. Even if he doesn't win the presidency, he wins by getting the word out. Now, again, we just opened the doors, and I don't know, a few hundred people have come in so far to hear the radio broadcast and see it in the flesh. And we're going to, again, watch this fill up the next 2 hours or so before I give my speech. And we are broadcasting to millions of people right now as well, and also simulcasting video at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to say the great folks here at the Big 810 Talker in Orlando are just wonderful folks. I've met much of the crew, many of the talk show hosts, local talk show hosts, wonderful people. We're going to have some of them popping in the second hour. And I want to say something here about all of our affiliates before I get into the news. I don't talk enough about the fact, several issues here, that we are on over 100 AM and FM stations, despite how, quote, radical and dangerous I am, as much of the corporate prostitute media has said. It shows that freedom is an idea whose time has come, that more and more stations are picking us up. But still, to put somebody on the radio that wants the Bill of Rights and Constitution and will defend the Republic 110%, that is unprecedented. And so there is courage with our AM and FM affiliates to put this on the air, just like there's courage in the last 2 years for XM Channel 166 to put the weekday show on. Because as Mark Twain said, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce and feared man, hated and scorned. But in a time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And that is certainly the case. And I just want to say the people that are here tonight are the type of folks that are actually looking for liberty and freedom and who are involved. And I salute you for being here. You're awesome. Now, I salute you. I salute you. Now, I want to get into some of the news, just huge news. All of it is obviously off the charts, and unfortunately is exactly what we've predicted would happen. But I do want to thank all of our AM/FM affiliates. I do want to thank all of our sponsors, our listeners, the program directors out there. I mean, take somebody like Mark Caesar in Austin, Texas, who now for over 6 years has had us on 590 AM that it used to be owned by President Lyndon Baines Johnson. You know, that shows how far the American spirit has come, that our message of liberty is resonating across this country, and we are now reaching more than 15 million people in the aggregate every week. That is not a testament to Alex Jones. That is a bellwether, a gauge, a yardstick, a measurement of the incredible awakening taking place worldwide! Yeah! Now, some of the news coming up. U.S. to announce aerial blockade of Syria. That's all over the Israeli, all over the Arab, all over the European, and in some of the U.S. news. Remember just 4 months ago, Hillary Clinton said, oh, we'll never attack Syria. And now they're saying, this is not a war. No, this is not a war. We're just going to start bombing them. Because bombing people is not a war. Remember what happened 8 months ago. Obama said to Congress, hey, I don't need your approval to liberate Libya, dropping 2,000-pound bombs all over the country and blowing up their cities and now killing at least 35,000 people. They admit ethnic cleansing and putting al-Qaeda in. He said, I have the UN's authority, and put out a public statement saying, I get my authority from the UN and I do this for the credibility of the United Nations. Even if you were for the war, at least call it a war and get congressional approval. And Congress said, we love war. We want to vote for this, but you've got to come to us for authorization. And he told them, go to where the sun doesn't shine. I'm going to the UN. If that isn't treason, I don't know what is. He's saying our Congress isn't even a doormat. Our Congress is vestigial, ceremonial, and doesn't even exist. Does that make you angry out there? Let me hear your war growl. Let me hear it. That's not good enough, Private Joker. Now we're doing lines from Full Metal Jacket. I can't wait in the next hour and 45 minutes as this thing fills up. For the kickoff at 7, we get over 1,000 people in here and roar. On 3, I want to say death to the New World Order. Death to tyranny. We will defend liberty. So we're going to say death to the New World Order on 3. 1, 2, 3. Death to the New World Order. System doesn't like that. By the way, I heard Doc Holliday, who has the show on Before Me Mornings here on 810, our great affiliate in Orlando. By the way, I forgot to mention the instant ratings. I love those. Now that the instant ratings are coming in, the people, you know, meters where people agree to have a little meter in their car. They've also got billboards because all receivers actually transmit if they're AM or FM. And since he's been going in the last few years, everywhere we're on, even little stations, 810's, you know, a big blowtorch and always had, you know, pretty good ratings. That's why we took it from like number 3 or 4 to number 1 in the last instant ratings. Number 1 across the board. What do you think of that? You know why? Because it's not those stupid diaries that, quite frankly, the big industry secret is only the illegals fill out because they need the money. And I'm not blaming them. I understand they need the money. That's why all the stations, you know, went to basically Spanish 5 or 6 years ago, because that was the only folks on average filling out the diaries. Now that they have the instant meters in, they're actually finding out what people actually listen to. And we absolutely annihilated Lord Limbaugh right up against him live, head to head, dominating and smashing him. And we'll do it everywhere we're on. If they'll put me on the field on big stations like 810, I will dominate neocon fake rhinos every day. And the system knows it. Let me tell you about neocon right-wing gatekeepers, folks. And again, Rush Limbaugh helped wake me up 20 years ago. I'm not even saying he's a bad guy. But he, you know, says there's no new world order, no world government. While the head of the UN 2 weeks ago called for world government, world taxes over everything. Jet travel, gasoline, money transfers. It's all over the Economist magazine, Davos, Switzerland. And he and others still make fun of anybody that talks about it. Like I pick up the Economist or I play clips of the head of the EU calling for world government or Obama calling for global government or his staff. His, and they're like, oh, that's that kooky guy that gets angry about sovereignty and wants to keep his guns. You know when we're going to start really defeating tyranny? When we stop letting the left and right gatekeepers control us. And the good news is, even though the left and right told us there wasn't a world government forming, we were able to expose that it was happening, and now we've got a good chance of beating it. I want to give you some good news straight ahead, and then huge news. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back, coming to you from beautiful Orlando, Florida. And this reminds me why I like Florida. Man, we're staying just at some little hotel by the edge of a golf course, and if you go outside and there's like tropical birds hopping around and flowers everywhere, I like this. I like Central Texas. Austin's great, but it's been in a drought, and it's kind of like living in the middle of a Western movie or something. This is more like living in a jungle, so I love it. Good to be here with everybody under the loving eye of Disney. All right, I need to start getting into the news for all of our listeners out there, but getting into positive news, we have to stop, and I'm going to talk about this in my speech tonight, letting the gatekeepers, just because they've got a fancy teleprompter and a fancy suit, or they're the big talk show host authority, dictate reality to us. And say, you can't talk about this, you can't question authority, or you're a conspiracy theorist. If you question known government liars that have been caught lying thousands of times, if you don't trust big, mega, giant corporations that are in control of governments worldwide today, then you're a bad person for questioning them. No, that's what made America great, was questioning and not trusting government. What did George Washington say? Government is like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Now, they've said that the Southern Poverty Law Center and others would demonize somebody like George Washington today if he was alive. Well, they don't do it just because he's alive in our hearts and minds. They do it. FEMA, the rest of them. I have the videos and films like Road to Tyranny that the police officers and others have sent me, where it shows FEMA actually demonizing the founding fathers. And they had articles in Philadelphia newspaper just a few months ago, and BBC picked it up, asking the question, is the Declaration of Independence illegal? And they said, yes, it is, because it says you have a right to overthrow a corrupt government, and the government now says you don't have that right because they're God. It's about government dictating to you, and Madison Avenue and this whole manufactured plastic culture telling you what to think, how to dress, how to speak, trying to turn you into a plastic person. And so on the left and the right, these big globalist foundation-controlled shows have told you there's no corruption, that's a conspiracy theory, don't be involved, there's no global government, there's no CFR, there's no New World Order, there's no plan, oh, for international banks to take over. Now they admit, open world private government taking over Europe by mega banks that put their people in charge of those countries. Now, talk about this ad nauseum because it's the key. Open world government being announced. And because we didn't care about being attacked for decades exposing what the real agenda was, and because Ron Paul didn't mind being attacked, because we all knew as it came out in the open, as this agenda expanded, people would then finally listen. And now because it's out in the open, people are listening. And we're moving into check, and the next move is checkmate against the globalists. But that doesn't mean that they can't put us in check or checkmate as well. We're in the fight. That's the good news that I can give you here today. Let me give you one example of this. I'm going to move on to contemporary, important, big breaking news right now. You remember 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago or so? I remember when I was first politically active 20 years ago, the mainstream media would come out to people like Pat Buchanan and others and say, you shouldn't be running for president on defending the Second Amendment. Nobody wants to take your guns. Remember back when they would say, no one wants to take your guns. We just want to ban all the semi-automatics and make you turn them in and have waiting periods and make you lock them up in your house and not have one in the house if you've got children. How many people remember 20 years ago, back when the mainstream media, who's not even mainstream anymore, they're the dead dinosaur media, would say, oh, we just want reasonable gun control. We don't want to take your guns. Remember that? You remember it. Okay, exactly. Everybody remembers it. And they still try it some today. But all the quotes of the Brady Center and the handgun control groups and all these people, they all bragged in their own documents that it was the individual abolition of firearms ownership. The UN on July 7th, 2000, put out an official report in New York at a convention they had, a meeting, a conference, a conclave. And they put it into UN law that their goal is global disarmament of the public. Here's the quote. Civilian ownership of any firearm threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. They believe a power monopoly of government over you, absolute dictatorship of the state, is legitimate. But the point is, they want your guns, and they're saying total abolition of individual ownership of guns. And the minute people stopped having debates about, oh, just be reasonable, let us restrict it some, and then come back a year later, let us restrict it some more. Oh, no, as soon as we got angry and took action, they're even repealing gun laws now in Canada. They just repealed the long rifle or a long gun registry last week. Because they passed a gun registration and started using it to confiscate guns, and the public got angry and took action in a system that's much harder to affect change. And it was the first major gun law in the world outside of the U.S. reversed in the last 100 years that I know of. And NRA and Gun Owners of America said the exact same thing. The first victim disarmament piece of legislation reversed in a century outside of the United States. Think about that. We've reversed a few things here, but the first one outside of America, that's what I call 1776 worldwide. If we're going to be free, we got to have freedom worldwide. And the idea of freedom is so cool, so sexy, so hot, so awesome, so fantastic, so powerful, so alluring, that when you stack it up against tyranny and corruption and insider crony anti-free market capitalism, when you stack freedom up against that, we win. So everybody that thinks it's impossible to defeat the globalists, it's impossible to lose when good men and women stand up and take action. I cannot stress that enough to you, that we have got to take action. More of that coming up in my speech. We're having so many victories. Every time people stand up and bring the real medical literature about fluoride in our water and the sevenfold increase in bone cancer and the fact that the government's own scientists say take it out, that the special eugenics interest wanted added to increase cancer and reduce fertility. In every city where people resist and resist and resist for at least 3 years, it's removed. And just a few miles away from us, in Pinellas County, right at 1 million people, Tampa is in that county, they removed fluoride from all of the water supplies. 60 years of globalists spending money, millions of sometimes, to get that into the water. Because they love you so much. And all over the country, all over the world, in Calgary, Canada, they just removed it. In areas of England, in Europe, they're removing it. They're removing it all over. Now, the globalists have struck back. The globalists came in with millions of dollars in New Jersey and Arkansas. And they're trying it in every state right now and have now passed mandatory fluoridation by law. But now it's not just a recommendation or a contract. Now they're demanding it. Now it becomes a civil rights issue of forced medication of the public. And so they're going to lose in court now. And now government openly wants lithium in the water and statins. We told you that was in documents years ago and showed you. Now they're openly pushing it. We'll be right back with the buildup towards war with Syria and Iran and a lot more. Stay with us live in Orlando, Florida.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, and we come back Sundays, of course, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That'd be 5 to 7 right here on the East Coast. And then, of course, we have the weeknight, five nights a week, InfoWars Nightly News. And when I'm not in town, Rob Dew does it. He does the news and anchors it and does a great job, or John Bowne or Aaron Dykes or Paul Watson, and, of course, Darren McBreen. The great part is our researchers, our reporters, our video editors, they also host the nightly news. This isn't about sitting up there in the fanciest suit looking credible. It's about being credible and covering real information. And we're expanding and building our news organization thanks to all of you and your support and the great folks at the Big 810 right here in Orlando. Excited that all of you came out, and then for the first time in 50 plus years of this great auditorium, it is completely overflowing, sold out, turning away hundreds. Amazing. Liberty is popular. By the way, I'm going to have, again, a local talk show host in here. He was telling me about this a few days ago. Well, I was a guest on his show, and I went and looked up the news articles, and it turned out it was true, but I still found it shocking. Doc Holliday was telling me that they have whole highways shut down for the NBA All-Star Game, and that they have checkpoints even in the business districts, and that they're blocking off the local businesses so they can't get any of the traffic, and that they have motorcades for the NBA people. I actually saw one driving over here. I sound like Porky Pig. I'm speechless here. There were probably 10 or more motorcycle police, like it was the president or something, for a bus of NBA people driving down the highway like it's the road warrior and the citizens are going to attack them if they weren't there protecting them. Meanwhile, our tax money's paying for it. I checked. Your tax money here is paying for it, just like you pay for the billion-dollar sports stadiums, and then you're charged overpriced tickets, you're treated like garbage, and you pay for the motorcade protection from you, who's paying for them to look and act important. And that's what this is all about. I've seen presidents, like when Obama comes to town, they shut down whole highways. I've seen him with like 50 cars protecting him like he's, you know, God or something, landing in town. It's absolutely ridiculous. And all of it is done so that you see these leaders as actually leaders and not the puppets they are. Well, the real power elite, like the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and others, do everything they can to hide their wealth. Every time David Rockefeller gets up to give a speech, he goes, "I'm just an old retired banker. I'm so honored that you're giving me this award." And then you find out he set up every globalist organization out there. "I set up all the eugenics organizations, and I want to reduce the population. I'm just an old banker." All right, continuing here. You remember 8 months ago, well, a year ago, they overthrew Hosni Mubarak, the dictator that the banks that run this country, because I don't want to say we put in, but the people that took us over for the banking and government system, the folks that put him in charge, that torture and kill tens of thousands and all the rest of it. I'm not saying Hosni Mubarak's a good guy. The point is, the crooks that run our country, the foreign banks that have hijacked our nation, they put him there. They would send people there for him to torture, including American citizens, at the, quote, black sites, secret sites, ghost sites, as they call them. And then they overthrow him. They send in the CIA and State Department people to overthrow him a year ago. They put the Muslim Brotherhood in, and they actually put Al-Qaeda-connected groups in. And now they're taking women's rights. Christians are being persecuted and lecturing me that I've got to have the government take my rights, spy on me, grab my genitals at bus stops and train stations now, not just the airports, and take all my rights because Al-Qaeda is such a threat while the stinking criminal banker-occupied government is putting Al-Qaeda in. But they didn't stop in Egypt, getting out their old dictator and putting something in even worse to destabilize the country. Then they go into Libya, start bombing it for 6-7 months, killing over 35,000 people. They bring in real Al-Qaeda. They fly up Al-Qaeda flags. Al-Qaeda is with the special forces calling in the airstrikes. They now admit it's Al-Qaeda, and real Al-Qaeda, and now they're sending them into Syria with three proxy armies attacking Assad, who, again, I don't like Mubarak, I don't like Gaddafi, I don't like Assad. These are guys all that started working with the West. That's why they got set up. It shows this. The globalists went total destabilization and craziness to then have new wars with the Al-Qaeda forces they put in later. This is full spectrum dominance, where the globalists launch these wars so they can take the rights of the Arabs and of the American people. You see, the banks sit above it, playing both sides off against each other. This is such a classic tactic of divide and conquer, of divide and rule, of balkanization. And now they are announcing, U.S. to announce aerial blockade of Syria, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, Ynet News, they're all reporting U.S. readies for possible possibility of intervention without U.N. resolution. Oh, last time they got the U.N. resolution for the peace action, like the U.N.'s the boss. Of course, that's a puppet the bankers set up to begin with. And it goes on, citing U.S. military official, plan to include humanitarian aid to Syria, refugees on Turkish border. So an invasion is not a war. Tens of thousands of bombs dropped, blowing up apartment buildings, shooting people, ethnic cleansing of the black Libyans that the media now admits. We first reported that when Webster Tarpley was willing to actually go over there under bombardment and drive in out of Tunisia. Under bombardment. I mean, I had him on the show when air raid sirens are going, and he's off the air. And he's there going, they're killing black people everywhere, mowing them down in the streets. You know, they're taking over. 3 months later, L.A. Times, New York Magazine, all of them. Oh, yeah, they line them up and shoot them in the head or hack their heads off with machetes. They're like, it's liberal. Give your rights up. You know, support world government or you hate black people. But murder them and you're liberal. And again, love al-Qaeda. Murder black people. It's trendy. Fight al-Qaeda by putting al-Qaeda in charge. This is the complete psycho, out of control, crazy garbage that I'm talking about. I'm not that smart, folks. This is all common sense in your face. All you've got to do is start paying attention to how crazy this is. And now they're about to do it again. Now they've got al-Qaeda, NBC reported 2 weeks ago what we already knew, al-Qaeda attacking and blowing up bases and assassinating people and throwing magnet mines onto people's cars all over Iran and killing them, trying to get Iran to respond militarily. And then our news tells us, but Iran works with al-Qaeda. But al-Qaeda actually works with the criminals that run our government and is attacking Iran and attacking Syria. And now they're going to start the love bombs again. And Congress isn't needed. The UN isn't needed now. Now it's just going to be the bankers themselves. Oh, we can't get a fake UN approval. We can't get congressional approval because we won't go to them and act like they're actually the boss. We won't even say where it's coming from. And we won't even call it a war. You see, I told you, there's no gun control. We don't want to take your guns. And as soon as we said, you do want to take our guns, and got the reports of them saying we're bitter clingers and they're going to get our guns. As soon as we said, no, you are trying to take them, everybody woke up. Now their gun grab is in deep trouble everywhere. Gun laws are being reversed everywhere. Okay, real gun control of hitting the target is now coming in. It's the same thing on world government. They denied world government existed forever and made fun of us and attacked us and demonized anybody that talked about it. Doesn't work anymore. World government's now out in the open. And this whole al-Qaeda hoax, when the CIA created it, used it against the Russians, then the Serbs, on and on and on and on. Libya, Syria, Iran, al-Qaeda, 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 al-Qaeda. And the biggest, goofiest lie in the world is hiding in plain view. It's hiding completely in plain view in front of all of us that al-Qaeda is a banker-controlled system. They want to invade a country? Call al-Qaeda freedom fighters, invade the nation. You want to take Americans' liberty? Blow some stuff up, say al-Qaeda's doing it. Have a few dual, agents you set up and kill. On and on and on. This is how they do it. And now they're going to start a new love bomb attack and blockades and other things that are acts of war and tell you it's not war. And you're supposed to go, oh, Karl Rove, says you control reality. So since you said pigs can fly, they must. Oh, look at that flying pig, honey. No, I'm calling their hoax. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
People broadcasting worldwide via satellite, number one on the internet, and transmitting across the globe, it's Alex Jones and the Info Warriors.
Oh dear.
And Marvin the Martian, coming in out of the red corner, a hardcore global communist eugenicist hell-bent on destroying the planet Earth. In the blue corner, weighing over 65 trillion tons, the Colossus of Liberty, the people of planet Earth, who will stomp Marvin the Martian into atomic dust.
Oh, dear.
I didn't write up any comedy bit. I'm just having some fun here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's good for me to get out there because I'm always there in the command bunker, walking around griping and, you know, firing info weapons at the enemy. It's good to actually be out here on the front lines with you, and I love you, and it's awesome. It was fun storming the Texas Capitol not once but twice. It's like, it's impossible. That must not be real video of hundreds of people storming the Capitol. They would have arrested him. After all, he didn't have a permit. But see, government doesn't know how to deal with that. It's about this illusion that it's all powerful and you're scum. It's not true. The people have the power. I'm like a kid with a Mr. Microphone here today. You know, I actually do this at the office when I'm like voicing ads and stuff. So sometimes I'm sitting there kind of like going, this is fun, you know. Sounds like I'm a little kid again. All right, I'm going to stop it. Oh, boy. You got to try to have a little bit of fun sometimes, though, when they're trying to start World War III. And when these same interests that want to destroy Iran want to destroy the liberties and freedoms here in America, and they wrap their treason in patriotism, it's just flat wrong. Now, I've covered the fact that they're about to launch a new bombing campaign. But it's freedom, though, and it's nonviolent. Because they said so. Remember, Karl Rove told the New York Times, Washington Post, and a whole bunch of other reporters at a cocktail party 6 years ago. They were bringing up lies to the administration. He said, it doesn't matter. We control reality. We are history's actors. We tell you what to say. You will then report that new reality. And they actually said, yeah, you're pretty much God. And he said, that's right. That's why I got your job. Well, see, I don't play like that. I'm sorry. I'm an extremist. You know, you lie to me, and I catch you lying, and you say, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to lie to you because I'm the authority figure. I say, get out of my way. It is pathetic. It is a mind game, and we have to stop trusting and supporting and groveling to the system. It is so pathetic. And without further ado, before I get into a global governance report of the greatest import, World Bank wants control of the high seas. And notice, it's the corporate megabank interest at the World Bank want a global government run by the UN Agenda 21 on every waterway, not just the oceans, to globally tax and control your water. And it's all the links to worldbank.org calling for global governance run by megabanks that you pay your money to. And these same groups then fund organizations to demonize you and say it doesn't exist. They have pure disdain for you, acting like these documents don't exist. But then they'll have the controlled right wing go, yeah, that UN tried to take over. We're going to fight them. Our government, run by the Federal Reserve, created the UN. It's creating the Law of the Sea Treaty, Agenda 21, to say it's another group and then criminally sign our authority and our law over to it. Like Obama says, I go to the UN now for war. Or I go to the UN for Agenda 21. Or your city goes to the UN for its zoning rules. You see? And they criminally transfer it over. But it's still illegitimate. I mean, it's so obvious that once we see how big the fraud is. I remember growing up and reading history books, that Hitler quote about the bigger the lie, the more people will believe it. But he actually went on to explain something about communists and how they would do it. But he also did the big lie. He was saying, yes, the bigger the lie, it's so big that everybody buys into it. And then they don't want to admit they've been conned. And the whole power structure starts defending it. And that's how these big lies just get pushed and pushed and pushed, whether it's the private Federal Reserve, slavery, fluoride in the water, deadly vaccines. It's such a big lie, and it gets institutionalized, that nobody wants to admit they've been conned. We have to get to the point of like, look, I may have been conned before, but I'm going to get informed, I'm going to get focused, I'm going to get angry, and I'm going to stand up against this, because things get too horrible if you don't. And I'm trying to find the article here. Out of Canada. Here it is. Now, talk about groveling. And I want to try to get this guy on. I'm sure he's a nice fellow. But this is out of the Record. It's out of Quebec, Canada. But the same stuff happens here. You've seen it in the news. You know, we're 7-year-old arrested, 8-year-old arrested for plastic knife to spread butter. or valedictorian loses diploma last day of school because had box of plastic knives and forks in the front of her car. We've all seen those. Or child draws stick figure with gun arrested. Okay? And you can read this article at The Record. I've shot a video about it. It's linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. But listen to this. Man shocked by arrest after daughter draws picture of gun at school. A Kitchener father is upset that the police arrested him in his children's school Wednesday, hauled him down to the station, and strip searched him, all because his four-year-old daughter drew an image of a gun at school. Now, remember, they go on in this article and say, we'll do it again. This is reasonable. And what did she say? They said, why'd you draw a gun? My daddy kills monsters with it. And by the way, I checked the laws. That gun's not even illegal there. But they said he might be planning something with it since he was drawing images. So they came and arrested him, and the CPS took his kids. Turns out he's a counselor in the community, and the school had even tried to hire him before to be a counselor there. Okay? And this goes on here as well. This is what we don't want to become. And by the way, the Canadians are mad about this. They're waking up. I was in shock. This is completely insane. My daughter drew a gun on school, a piece of paper at the school. Now they have a new article out saying, hysteria caused by plastic gun. It was a toy gun at the house that she'd seen. No, the hysteria was caused by the control freak nanny state who doesn't care about all the violence on TV or the armed-to-the-teeth government, but sees the image of a slave even drawing a gun, and they go, ah, slave with a gun! Ah! That's what they're scared of. Ah! I mean, it'd be like in Rome 2,000 years ago. They walk out in the slave pen. One of them had a sword! Ah! It's the same thing. Or it'd be like in the South or something 200 years ago. They walked out, you know, there in the slave quarters and got weapons uprising. Ah! I mean, that's what this is really all about. The British government was treating its subjects like slaves. 1776, they came to confiscate the guns. You can't have slave rabble with weapons. This is what our country was founded over. Continuing. The school principal, police, and child welfare officials, not servants, they're officials. You're an idiot slave citizen that pays their salary. However, listen, the school principal, police, and child welfare officials, who in the U.S. are five times more likely to abuse you than any other group, just ignore that's fine, no big deal then, all stand by their actions. Oh, they're proud of it. They said they had to investigate, determine whether there was a gun, in his house that children had access to. Because if they'd seen one, my dad had a newspaper editor he went to college with, who I've known for many years, nice guy, works up in Dallas. I've said his name, anybody in Dallas will know who he is. And this is back when I was in college. They have a gun safe, and I was going deer hunting and shooting, and my guns were at my parents' house, and I just came walking through the house out. And they were in the dining room, and he barely saw it. And I heard, and I was like, and he's like, and my dad's like, it's okay. It's like a Monty Python skit, or like The Fish Called Wanda, where the guy eats the fish, the guy stutters. And I walked in, and I said, look, I'm going to the shooting range. It's unloaded. And he's like, please. And I was like, no, listen, it's not that big of a deal. You want to hold it? Get over your fear? Look, it's unloaded. And I learned he pretty much freaked out and had to leave. But he sees a cop with a gun. He's like, the government with a gun, properly trained. So anyways, the whole article just goes on and on. And I think about these domesticated people. You know, they love to send their wives and daughters out without guns. Raped, killed, they love it. It's like a sacrament of idiocy. We'll tell you more about this coming up and a ton of other news and your calls and guests in here. We'll be right back from Orlando. Yeah. InfoWars.com. Yeah. We're alive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people
grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.